happy day.
I'm a very anxious person, so I don't know if I'm gonna get on.
My mom told me about it, and, you know, I was shocked, devastated, you know, how it happened.
She just fell out of the sky. That's how it was described, as a woman flew off a roller coaster at Six Flags. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's what you fear when you go to an amusement park and everybody tells you, you're just being irrational. The interesting thing is, this was a ride that had been around for a long time, a wooden roller coaster, one that was said to be one of the giants across the country. The Texas Giant, in fact, is the name of the roller coaster at Six Flags. It happened on Friday night. The woman's name, Rosie Esparza from Dallas. She was worried that she wasn't in the ride tightly. People close to her in the cars said that, said when they were interviewed, that she was concerned. She was a little bit anxious about it. And the crazy thing of this whole thing is they're saying that they're working closely and trying to determine the cause of the accident. The ride is going to be closed, and we've canceled a concert that was scheduled, and we're doing an internal investigation, and no other park attractions will be closed because of this accident. So they did cancel the concert indeed and all that other sort of stuff. And supposedly the investigating is going on. But here's the thing. There's no oversight with these rides. In Texas, they don't have that. And there are several other states that are in the same situation. So people who saw this happened after 6:30 on Friday, they say that she came around the first turn and flew out, and it was at a very high point in the turn. So there were people waiting in line. There were people that saw that. She had her children with her. Her son was on the ride with her next to her. And the focus seems to be the reports that the safety restraint might have come undone, which was my first thought. You think of any of these rides you go on with kids or yourself or whatever, and it's about how it comes over the top of you or how it hooks in. And a lot of times there's restrictions on that. What, someone can't get on the ride, they're too big, they don't fit in for whatever reason, they don't fit into the ride. And was that the case or not? But they had hysterical passengers who had to wait to get off as that train stopped short of the platform because they were stopping the roller coaster, basically going through the cycle after she fell, and then stopped in front of the platform, so they couldn't even get off. So there were people that were in line to get on it who were shocked, saw what happened. There were people screaming. It was very chaotic for what had happened. I mean, she just flew off the Texas Giant. And you know, it opened in 1990, as I said, wooden roller coaster, one of the tallest, closed in 2009, so they could convert it and do kind of a hybrid thing, steel and wood, as the story goes. But this is a park who had a problem before. Back in 1999, they had somebody who drowned when they had a Roaring Rapids raft that capsized. And they had other people that were in that boat that were injured, too. So starting the show with this, the reason is I think so many people have that fear. They have the fear of the seatbelt, the bar, the chances of overloading, you know, what could happen. So, you know, what is it about this, with the roller coaster, how it was it the angle, was it, you know, that she shifted, that the coaster shifted, you know, who knows? I mean, that bar has to be supposedly locked down before the coaster moves and they check it, but something wasn't right here. And I am certain, and this is what's being discussed, that it has to do with the bar. It has to do with the bar and the way it came across or any of that kind of stuff. Well, from a tragic roller coaster accident, for this woman who had children who were apparently with her on the ride and they're looking into it, to an earthquake-like response to now George Zimmerman's acquittal of the death of Trayvon Martin. Tavis Smiley even jumping into this, saying that Obama's race speech was as weak as Kool-Aid. So, and then the Reverend Jesse Jackson saying there are more Trayvon Martins out there. There is a real push-pull element to what has happened in the reaction across this country, a rippling effect. It is definitely polarizing at dinner tables, at church pews, places of business around the water cooler, by the soda machine. People are talking about the verdict and what exactly does it mean. Does it mean that there's a problem on one side? They're saying, does it mean there's a problem with race still, and that's what this had to do with, the verdict? Or does it mean, you know, something else? That letter of the law and stand your ground, what they had and what happened clearly fit the bill. And that's what people forget. There's emotion, there's massive feelings pouring out about Trayvon Martin or about George Zimmerman on either side of this. And the thing that you forget is it's a country of laws, it's a nation driven by laws, democracy, free speech, and all that. But when you're going through a court system, it's about the evidence. It's about what you're on trial for. It's about a whole bunch of things that pile into the legal envelopes. And you want them to open the right thing if you're the defense, if you're the prosecutors. And this time, man, the prosecutors with a huge overreach. Involuntary manslaughter, what would we be talking about? Maybe something completely different. But that doesn't matter. We're not. Instead, we're talking about looking into the civil rights of Trayvon Martin and confusing people all over the place. Smiley, by the way, said that the president's personal remarks Friday on his reaction to the Zimmerman verdict were praised by a lot of people, including the parents of Trayvon Martin. But he says it's little too late. He was also on Meet the Press. He criticized him again there. Weak as pre-sweetened Kool-Aid was the response. And, you know, he says Obama didn't respond the right way with the Trayvon Martin situation, saying that he appreciates that the president finally showed up, but he didn't walk to the podium for an impromptu address to the nation. He was pushed to the podium. So, the bottom line is this. This is where we are in America, and this is a country where we are still arguing about race, where we are still in a massive tug of war over race. All right, hang with us. We're going to let you hear what some people thought about the Zimmerman deal next.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
While Trayvon is a spark, there's a Trayvon in every household.
All right, that was a comment I was telling you about. I wanted you to hear it from the horse's mouth. The Reverend Jesse Jackson saying that this is widespread. There are lots of kids wearing hoodies that could find themselves in situations like Trayvon Martin. And this is the wrong way to go. And the wrong message. What do you say? 855-266-5283. Coming up in our mailbag, a lot of you reacted still to the Zimmerman verdict. In fact, the police chief who's down there in Sanford, Florida, is still concerned about what's happening. You know, people keep talking about, oh, there's a target on the back of George Zimmerman. And I don't doubt that somebody could, some wackadoodle could shoot at him. But tensions are completely, I heard, on fire in Sanford since that trial and since the verdict. And the new chief made it a top priority to personally reach out to that area and say, let's keep the peace. Cecil Smith was the guy who stepped in April 2012 after his predecessor was fired by the commissioners in that city for not arresting Zimmerman for the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin 2 months earlier. So as soon as he stepped in, he had to walk and talk the deal and decide how they were going to handle this. So he says he's a proactive kind of guy, and it's typical, and that's what he's doing here. And part of the plan calls to have at least 50 officers on duty at all times in the initial days after the verdict. So they still are on that now at this point, afraid of pulling people off of it because of some of the tensions and some of the things that they've heard. So, you know, ultimately, race, stand your ground, and a few other things played a big part in what happened in this case. And I've said this earlier, I'll say it again. Geez, can't we get beyond this? Can't we move beyond this? Isn't there a way to do that? And I think there's a way to do that, but nobody's leading the charge. And at least here in this case, the police chief is calling, you know, every chance he gets to not riot, to not do anything crazy, that kind of thing, feeling that he has at least a little bit of hold on the people's imaginations after a year and doesn't want to see some terrible things happen there. Which, of course, could be still what we might see some surprise pop up depending on Zimmerman himself, if he stays or not. I mean, there's a good question for you. Would you stay? Or would you skedaddle? I mean, if he stays, does he show, hey, I'm not afraid and this is my home and that kind of thing? Or is it better for him just to pack up, leave, and say, let me just go someplace else because it's just, it's not a safe situation, so I have nothing to prove. I'm not doing anything by staying. I think he eventually leaves. If he doesn't do it now, I think he eventually leaves. Because even though there's many, many supporters of George Zimmerman, it's still where he's living is a hornet's nest of people who won't listen to anything he's saying, and so he's caught in the middle of that. And then it's a question of the Department of Justice, and are they going to end up really filing charges against Zimmerman or not? And they obviously haven't made that decision, because if they had, they'd be rolling it out. And they haven't, you know, been able to do that up at this point. I'm going to say they're close to making a decision, because the more the meter's running, folks, and the more they do that to us, the more we end up in a situation we don't want to be in. Like this one from Gary listening to us in Indiana. Oh, Kate, I am so sick of the rollout of troops here, the surge, the pullback, the rollout. They have to be sick, even though they won't vocalize it if they're still in the military. There have to be people that cannot wait till the day that they're completely done by all this incompetence that we're seeing around us. I'd be afraid of the witness protection program. I mentioned that radios, two-way radios that were encrypted, were stolen. That's one good reason, but there's a couple of other reasons too. I wouldn't want to be in that, really, that situation. How do you come clean and say, we've lost millions of dollars of two-way radios? We don't know where they are. Not good. Not good at all. At all. All right, so a couple of other quick things to mix in here right from the get-go. I mentioned, you know, the griping and some of the complaints that we have. But I'll tell you, in looking at some of the other things that have happened to people, these evacuations now in Southern California, the wildfire, 68% contained, 68% contained, but not fully. So thousands of people were allowed to return to their homes in Southern California, mountain communities, mostly near Palm Springs, while others were asked by heavy rain that was made substantial, you know, that made substantial progress in the firefighting. They still were asked to evacuate and possibly come back by Monday. It's crazy this time of year with the wildfires and the, you know, ultimately the crews that they have to reach out to try to stop the fires from jumping the roads. And this would be bad because it isn't one of those in-between areas. So thousands of people allowed to return to their home near Palm Springs, and the heavy rain made progress on that wildfire that hit 42 acres and destroyed all the homes. So the Riverside Sheriff's Department lifts the evacuation orders at 11 a.m. for the companies of Idlewild in Fern Valley and Pine Cove. So that makes sense, right? Especially to speak at one of the places that we're talking about is huge. But the key thing here is 1,800 firefighters went to put out this fire on Sunday using bulldozers, helicopters, and other equipment because they knew they didn't want to mess around. They wanted to just get this down and dirty. Just get to that, get to the payoff as soon as you can. 1,800 firefighters. Think of how many 1,800 is. That is baffling to me. 1,800. Whew. All right, I said that we were going to check the mail. We always do each and every show. Have no fear. Once again, you have responded, several of you, having a little two-cent piece on whether I got the, you know, what direction we're headed in with the Zimmerman deal and a few other things on the back burner, as we're using one of my expressions, especially with the Zimmerman deal, because he's acquitted. And ultimately, what does that mean? What does that mean for everybody else? Why can't we celebrate Zimmerman's verdict just like so many other people celebrated O.J. Simpson's, easy for me to say, a verdict of not guilty? If you remember, think back. If it doesn't fit, remember, you must acquit, in that whole clever line in the dream team of lawyers that O.J. Simpson had, which I think made a difference. You know, it's about the lawyers and how they present the case and their relationships with these judges, to be sure. After We Can Count, or after the mailbag, we have We Can Count, which is about numbers. And boy, do we have some numbers for you coming up this time around. Big numbers. Seems as though I've given you a few in a couple of the stories that we've already said. But there's many more to come in that segment, including a few from the world of politics. Should be an interesting week, and I'll tell you why. But coming up around the bend with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight, we are going to the mailbag and we're checking your mail.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Tonight, heading down to the mailbag so we can find out what you had to say. So let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Barry B. Hey, America Tonight. Boy, this Zimmerman thing is a nightmare. If I were him, I would definitely get out of Sanford, Florida. I don't care what police chief says, what cops say, what the people on the street say. I don't trust him. I think he is a moving target, and he needs to move on out of there. You knew this was inevitable once he was acquitted, that people would want his head on a silver platter. And I don't care what anyone says, I think they want his head on a silver platter. I know that the second I say they, people will brand me as a racist. And let me just say this, I am a black man, so I am no racist, my friends. I just call them like I see them, and this is very, very obvious to me. Okay, so we move from Barry, to this one, from John, listening to us in the great state of Vermont. And John says, Kate Delaney, did you happen to catch this? Did you happen to see about the story about the Black Caucus that called for a Florida boycott, saying that there needed to be a bigger discussion about race. Here's my question. Who is having a bigger discussion about race? Where do they think they're going to have this big discussion about race, for goodness sake? It's ridiculous. Yes, there's probably people who are racist, but there are many people who are being branded racist who aren't. What in the world is happening in this country? It's just devastating to me. Yeah, this is now what's coming out of this. In fact, a congresswoman we had on the show, a Maryland congresswoman, Donna Edwards, said that, you know, here's the thing, where they're calling for this, you know, members of this Black Caucus, this Congressional Black Caucus, are undecided on whether to support a call for a boycott of Florida. That's the way the story is over this Trayvon Martin, the finality of it. What the congresswoman is saying, Congresswoman Edwards, says that the move is would be terrible for a lot of the communities in Florida. And she said that she hasn't even fully examined the call to boycott it. It's been proposed by the Reverend Jackson. Jackson said after this jury found that George Zimmerman was not guilty of all the charges in that shooting last year of Martin, of course, the Black teenager, that his Rainbow Push Coalition would consider boycotting, you know, Florida altogether. He says it's kind of an apartheid state, so, yeah, they're considering boycotting it altogether. So the caucus, Edwards is saying they haven't really formally discussed the issue, and you know, she says she would be concerned about a statewide boycott, and that's where she's talking about the towns and the places where people eat and stay and all that stuff would just be devastating. So will they decide to do that or not? I mean, there's been all kinds of discussion about race and justice ever since the shooting, but especially now because the verdict is in. And how do you have this broad discussion? And so where are you having that? And what's the discussion centering around and all that kind of stuff? And we know that there's discussions in neighborhoods and living rooms and whatnot, and even here on America Tonight and other talk shows. And really what you have is you have a lot of attacks on both sides of this. And there doesn't seem to be any, unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be any sort of a middle where we used to have some common sense and there used to be a middle ground that we could find, that we could swim to, that we could climb to, that we could reach for. Yeah, no one's stretching. Unfortunately, nobody is stretching, and that's the problem, because how do you get beyond this? And why are we still stuck in this situation? Oh. All right, let's take another one. Let's go out to Havana Bill. I love that. I'm thinking cigar. Havana Bill. Yo, Kate Delaney, listening to the show for a while now. Got to give you my two cents on George Zimmerman. I think he's an idiot for shooting the teenager, getting out of his car and pursuing it, even though they told him not to do that. So what an idiot, I'll repeat myself. He gets into a scuffle. The teenager, no way, has him down and out, and then that's it. He pulls out his weapon, and boom, that's the end of it, and sets off a national crisis. We knew this was probably going to happen in the end. Yeah, but how big does that crisis go, and how sad is it that we're still in that situation? And how sad is it that it happened in the first place? Because did it need to happen? No. Can you put the genie back in the bottle? No. I mean, if we could all re-rack time, wouldn't we all re-rack time in some cases in our lives? And the answer is yes. Yes, of course. But you can't do that. And so if nothing happens civilly, I mean, what do the people do? Or do we have some kind of a, I don't know, do we have some kind of a serious riot, depending on the size of the city and how well organized are the people? I'd be curious about that too as well. Okay, here's another one from Joseph, listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Joseph says, me oh my, oh, what a terrible thing that happened on that roller coaster in Florida. I certainly pray for this woman's family. It had to be the worst feeling for them to see her go down, because you had to know there was no way she was getting back up. And it's too bad, because she was already anxious and panicky, nervous. She should never have been on the ride in the first place. Who's at fault here? Who knows? Could be the ride operators, could be the people who run the park, could be maybe even a few other folks in that woman's life. But what a way to go, with your family watching, falling off of a roller coaster. Yeah, I mean, you see that headline and it just stands out in your face. Woman dies while riding an iconic roller coaster in the United States, and it does. It's the first thing that you think about. All right, speaking of headlines and ink and all that sort of stuff, there was a Facebook page set up called Sergeant Dave Sean Murphy. They got about 36,000 likes. That's a lot of likes. In the meantime, while that's happening, I get a note here from Bruce, who says, did you happen to catch Rolling Stone magazine? Makes me sick. I grew up in Boston. Joker Tsarnaev, who looks like just some young kid, could be rock or could be anybody, has these fans. And I think it's misguided alignment, to be sure. All right, in case you're missing it, the what happened was the Rolling Stones magazine put the bomber on it, and they put a picture of Tsarnaev where he looks good. He looks like a young guy with who knows what happens in his future. So the Massachusetts State Police photographer who might lose his job after leaking photos of the accused bomber to, you know, is getting a lot of support on social media with thousands and whatnot calling for him to be reinstated. But the bottom line is the court of public opinion is gone when it comes to this organization. So how sad. They're talking about protests. They're talking about staging more protests, but so far that hasn't happened. Now, that could change if they really, really get their act together, but who are you getting to invest in this nationally? I think that would be tough to do that, to have it's already out there, so it would be virtually impossible. But the situation, even the governor, Deval Patrick, was heading into the weekend, kind of just try to avoid reporters. He walked so quickly into the State House. And as they do this to another person, how far, you know, how far do the other people let it go before they explode? And I think we're really, really at that point, and, you know, that point of no return. And since we're dancing on that line, we're crossing over it really, 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 really quick. Speaking of crossing over quickly, coming up, numbers we can count. And boy, do we have some great numbers that we're going to count down this time around with a little bit of time from our friends. So this segment coming up will just rock your world, trust me. These are stories that we dug up for the past couple of days, so hang with us. We can count coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you pulled up over the weekend to fill her up. The gas prices are fluctuating all over the map. Perfect way to start week and count. Somewhere between $3.40 to $3.60. That's for the past couple of months. Some people are complaining that they are close to $4 or even over the edge. You know, gas prices increased about 5% in the past week. And that's, of course, tied to crude oil, which is over $100 a barrel. Watch crude oil. I say this all the time, and you'll know what you're going to be paying when you pull up to fill up. According to 24/7 Wall Street, there are five top states when we're talking about what you pay at the pump. And you're not shocked by this, are you? Hawaii, $4.34. Alaska, $4.06. California, $4.02. Connecticut, $3.97. Illinois, $3.93. Wow, $3.93. So you're not even getting great gas, and how much are you paying for it? Way too much is the answer to that. We usually don't throw in birthdays, but there's one that's certainly worth mentioning, Robin Williams, 62 years old. You know, in recent times, I can remember seeing Mrs. Doubtfire, and he was, of course, hilarious in that movie. He has a really bent sense of humor, and if you get his humor, you so get things that he's done in his career. Gary Trudeau, so he is, as I said, Robin Williams, 62 years old. Gary Trudeau, here's a great trivia question, is married to what former Today show anchor? If you were thinking Jane Pauley, give yourself a pat on the back. That's correct. Gary Trudeau is 65 years old, famous cartoonist Gary Trudeau. So how about that? Also, these are numbers. John Lovitz, 56 years old. Remember him from Saturday Night Live. He's done a bunch of sitcoms and whatnot. He's like the Rubber Band Man. He keeps bouncing back, so not a surprise necessarily from him, because if you followed his career, that's kind of the way his career is gone. One day he's living in the mansion, and the next day, you know how that goes. All right, this is a big one, since we're talking about age. Longtime journalist Helen Thomas, remember her, she used to yell out questions, especially to Reagan. What about this? What about the Contras? And she would get called on. She had, there was something about Helen Thomas that people called on her no matter what. So she was definitely a trailblazer. She covered 10 presidents over nearly half a century and became a legend in the country. She once was featured at a White House news, well, at several news conferences, sitting front and center. Late in her career, she would be pretty exasperated. She'd scream out things and have pointed questions and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So she died over the weekend. And like I said, she was just such a fixture on the Washington scene. And you think of Washington and think of the presidents, and I think you think of her. People used to call her the dean of the White House press corps because she earned that title. President Barack Obama said it was not just the length of her tenure, but her fierce belief that our democracy works best when we ask tough questions and hold our leaders to account. Said she was a true pioneer, and she kept the president she covered, including himself, on their toes. So how about that? How about that? All right, moving along to another set of numbers that I think you'll find interesting. The all of the shuffle over, or shuffle's the wrong word, all of the fuss over the royal baby. People are doing all kinds of crazy things for the baby, including a Houston cake designer constructed a life-size model of Kate Middleton cradling her heir-to-be. And this is somehow, again, the royal family, our fascination with it, caught fire in the United States. So Kate Middleton, who is all of, what, 5'6", weighs now, I suppose, this fairy tale one, weighs 200 pounds. They've got a full-scale replica of Kate Middleton, and part of it is out of Rice Krispie Treats. How about that? How many Rice Krispie Treats? Well, there's the answer to the question. Who knows how many Rice Krispie Treats? The life-size cake took a week to build before it went on display at the show in Houston. But that's pretty wild, just doing it from pictures. And getting a lot of hype and attention for it because it's almost lifelike. When you reach out to take a bite of this, it's almost a lifelike deal. Moving on. And boy, trust me, there are things we could just really pummel here. But let's stick to a few that I can tell you were interested in by things that we saw in a previous mailbag. And a part of that included this story that we've talked about before, but now finally is bearing fruit, if you know what that means, that it takes that long for the court system to work its way down to the actual problem. And remember the sudden accelerations in Toyota? Remember that? And there were people were talking about it, like Nonoka Uno said she was afraid of driving, and it admitted that, you know, she would take the freeway and was told to take the same route every day from her home and to her family's sushi restaurant. So she put on 10,000 miles on her 2006 Camry in about 4 years. But then her car unexpectedly accelerated to speeds of 100 miles an hour on a street with a posted limit of 30. So the bookkeeper did everything she could to slow down, stepping on the brake pedal and everything else, pulling the hand emergency brake, but it didn't work. So all of a sudden what happened was what's happened to so many other people, where they were heartbroken by the results. Una was killed when her car went into a small median and struck a telephone pole and a tree. So, Toyota, the ball is in your court, as several things have been filed against the company in this, you know, in this direction. Speaking of direction, or lack thereof, it depends on who you talk to, but most people actually think it's okay. And it's the Wendy's new logo. And the new logo began last April, they think, after Wendy's rolled out its first new logo in almost 3 decades. Very abstract for Wendy's. In fact, I'll post a picture of it on my website, but it is wild and completely different from the Wendy's that you see today that you might have driven through to get a Frosty or something else, because there's not a lot of similarities. Let's put it that way. Not a lot of similarities. All right, also coming up on our next Hour of America tonight, if you can stick with us, you don't want to miss it. Peeling Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo, and a few things circling it in between. And remember, as always, if you can't reach us on the phone, you can always hit us up on Facebook through the miracle of Twitter and everything else in between, and that's AmericaTonight.net.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.